Not that I'm going to stop. I don't think Phil was mistaken about Viola Lee Blues, because when you play the Lee Dorsey thing, the piano plays the same a line, and the first phrase of that is the same line that Phil plays in the intro of Viola Lee. Da 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 ba da ba da ba, right? The very beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
He's playing that, and I heard it in the Lee Dorsey going
yeah.
by.
Yeah.
So he wasn't bullshitting. There wasn't a mistake.
Fair enough.
Very Christian.
Christian.
Great talks on you.
Yes, indeed.
I have a couple nitpicky things or questions, or I'm not sure what they are.
Nitpicky questions?
Yes. I really enjoy the bringing out of the Rolling Stones influence on the Dead, and I think you hit the nail on the head. And I think, I mean, we were talking about this over dinner the other night, that when you go looking for the Willie Dixon songs that we are famously covered, you find that they're all songs that the Stones covered first. So I think the Stones are between the Dead and the source material in a lot of cases. I wonder about Around and Around, because of Jerry's Chuck Berry, you know, fanaticism, and the fact that he basically started off wanting to play guitar like Chuck Berry. I suspect he probably knew Around and Around. So I wonder if sometimes the Stones may have inspired the Dead to play a song that they maybe already knew, rather than that the Dead necessarily learned the song from the Stones.
Yeah, that's kind of the question I'm grappling.